Neville Goddard said if he could teach one thing, it would be revision. I hated revision until I started using it in three very specific ways. Because if you're not using it in all three ways, you're going to struggle with this. It didn't make sense to me. By the way, my name is Mr. 2020. You were listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. And it never made sense to me why Neville loved revision. It just didn't. I mean, congratulatory conversations, I love compliments. All right, feeling something dumb in the past, I'd love to remember when. I remember when I was fat. I can feel that in the past. So I've dropped, 50 pork chops in weight this year, easily. But I will get to that in a minute. But there are three times you should be revising every day. Most people know about one. Some people do two. Almost nobody's doing the third. So let's dive in. Ready? The first one. You revise the creation. When you go to bed at night, Neville Goddard says, revise the events of your day. Give them a tune-up. Don't just do bad into good. That's a common mistake that a lot of people do. Also do good into great. If something upsets you, definitely revise around that. And if you had a win, why not imagine it being a super win? Super win. All right, what if I imagine getting on the scale and realizing I lost 3 pork chops today of weight? Oh, right. Right? So you revise the events of your day so that they went your way. You do that when you're in bed at night. Neville says that. You go to bed, just revise the events of your day. Don't let anything grow. By the way, we pay this guy, Timmy. I love Timmy. He used to be a police officer. He quit when all the loogie stuff went nuts here in Australia. He said he just couldn't do what they wanted him to do. And so he's our gardener now. He's got a little gardening business, a handyman kind of guy. And we pay him one day a week to come in here and garden. And one day I told Victoria, hey, you might want to have Timmy pull the weeds in his back 3 garden beds. And she said, well, they're not that big. And I said, yeah, I know. You see, if he does them tomorrow, if he does them this week, it'll take him 25 minutes. If we wait 3 weeks, it'll take him 3 hours. You get the gold here? Don't wait. Don't let anything gain momentum in your consciousness. Don't let anything grow in your garden that you don't want there. Pull the weeds when they're little. Okay, do your revision every single day. At bedtime. Revise the creation. Right? Stuff you can remember. Number 2. Neville Goddard says to revise the conversation as you hear it. I am always doing this. And it's fascinating how people have instant shifts. Because I refuse to settle for their version. Okay? I invite them into something much more delightful. Because as they're telling me whatever they're telling me, if I stick around and listen, okay, I'm imagining hearing something different. And it's shocking how many times, even in mid-sentence, they'll go, oh, wow, I just had a realization. You know what I could... And they shift. Their physiology shifts. They actually stop looking like a 40-watt light bulb in a brownout to actually being radiant. So I revise the conversation as I hear it. So the first one, revise creation. At the end of the day, go through your day and revise what you don't want to settle for, what you don't want to repeat. Number 2, revise the conversation as you hear it. This is important. And number 3, and this is the one most people skip, revise the crave wave. Revise the crave wave. Put that in your head. Revise the crave wave. You see, I've got this amazing state called the state of fighting fit fleshitarian. You know what I eat? I eat what I enjoy, which is flesh. I just love it. I love the way it tastes. I love the way it feels. I just love it. Right? That's what I'm drawn to. That's what I'm eating. I imagine being fighting fit and fleshitarian just flows right in. Unbelievable. Hopefully you can't hear that aircraft. But meanwhile, so we got to dinner yesterday. Actually lunch. We went to a lovely Greek place, Melissa's. And Melissa's has all these amazing Greek sweets. They've got souvlaki's, they've got dips, they've got fresh bread that they make for you on site. They make those little bread things that you put the dip in. It's amazing, right? And so the lady we're with, she orders what she orders, Victoria orders what she orders, and I order me a meat platter. And I say, hey, are you guys going to eat my chips and stuff? Because I'm not going to eat them. That's French fries for you guys in the United States. So I come to meals, right? They eat their dips. I've got no interest in the dips and the bread. None. It just doesn't show up, right? No interest. I'm not resisting anything. But there they go. They're eating them. Have fun. And then come out their meals, right? Victoria ordered this moussaka. And Reggie ordered a one of those things with the meats and the wraps and the crap you put in it, one of them. And I'm waiting for my meat platter. And like 5 minutes go by, and finally it gets there. And out comes this pile of meats, some chips, fries in the U.S., a salad, what food eats, and I feel a tiny bit of a crave. Ooh, chips. And I also feel something else. I really don't want it. I want what I think it'll give me. In other words, I've got a lot of fellowship memories around eating like chips and stuff. I mean, that's what we did as teenagers. We'd go to McDonald's. They had 33-cent cheeseburgers. You get like 10 of them and a couple things of chips or fries, and you're good to go for the rest of the night. You're out hanging out with your friends, meeting chicks, drinking, you know, eating food, having a good time, sharing a burger with a girl you just met. But just for a second, I felt a crave. And I revised the crave wave. See, it wasn't a desire. It was a reflex. It was an association, you know, it's like, oh, this is fun. But I gotta tell you, I wouldn't have felt fulfilled. My state didn't have me feel fulfilled, even at the thought of it. But I still felt the crave. And so I revised the crave. Real quick, I'm feeling the, oh, that'd be fun, right? Some inner conversation. And I revised that. Yeah, I don't eat that. I don't like the way it makes me feel. And so I didn't. No big deal. You see, here's the deal, gang. Revise at the end of the day. Revise the conversation that you're hearing as you're hearing it. But I revised the crave wave into feeling fantastic. Enjoying eating what I really love to eat. Because I don't settle for fluff or filler. I don't confuse the crave wave with a desire. The crave wave feels totally different. I mean, I could notice it's almost like I don't want to feel left out. You know, that's what it was like as a teenager. You made sure you had plenty of cheeseburgers and chips so that you didn't run out. You didn't want to feel left out. And I can go back and I can even revise any time I felt left out as a kid. Any time I felt left out when I was younger. That just might be the fourth thing to notice. Because we can revise at the end of the day. We can pull those weeds when they're still little. We can revise the conversation as we hear it. Another way to pull the seeds, or plant the seeds and pull the weeds while they're still little. If we feel a crave wave, feeling the crave wave, you'll notice they tend to come from lack or loss. And I can revise it into, damn, you didn't even eat one of them. No, I didn't. I don't eat that stuff. You notice their status there. And finally, I can notice, why would I reflexively reach for one of those? Oh, wow, that takes me back to whenever I was 17. Yeah, I can revise that guy, too. If you got gold today, We've got a really cool, if you go to NevilleGoddardStore.com, at NevilleGoddardStore.com, there's a little link about revision. Click that. And you'll see two things there. We've got the revision live call recording, and we got the special little revision pack. That live call recording, we nail a lot of really cool shit in there. If you love swearing, caring, and sharing, if you want to listen in on a dance that will change your world, because those live calls, to me, they're what I live for. And I love them. I love listening to them. I love the feedback that we get after. And you can get the revision live call recording at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Just go to the revision section and you'll see it there. Because here's the deal, gang. The deeper you dive, the higher you fly. Crouch low, jump high. Deep dive. Stretch your wings. Soar. This isn't about trying to stay stagnant and stay still. Staying still makes you stagnant. On the other hand, move it. Have some fun. Explore. Soar. Imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. Want to totally transform your life? I'm not talking about personal development or improving your situation, right? Make your marriage work like you need another job. What you just might need is you showing up in your life in a whole new way. Dive deeper, soar higher. Thanks for listening. If you get gold, go to NevilleGoddardStore.com and get goodies. Because this is a podcast, and what we share there is priceless. See ya.